Good morning. I'm Abby Hine.
I'm Reese Rosemeyer.
And I'm Laurel Deegan. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Bishop Garrigan is the smallest school in Iowa that plays 11-man football. In fact, there are many schools in 8-man division that are larger than Garrigan. Even so, Garrigan has had a long history of success in football, and that success has continued this year. The seniors on the football team have completed their entire careers without losing a regular season game. And again, this year, they won the district championship and advanced to playoffs.
Last week, the Bears faced Wapsie Valley from Fairbank in the first round of playoffs. They had to come from behind, but the Bears pulled it off and won the game 12-7 to advance to the state quarterfinals. The Bears hosted the Edgewood-Colesburg Vikings last night, a team from over by Dubuque. Just like last week, we had to record Bear Facts before they played the game. We know the team gave it all they had, and we hope it was enough for another trip to the Dome.
Football is far from the only thing going on this weekend. 14 Garrigan girls are down in Des Moines today for the state cheerleading championships. The event is being held at the Jacobson Exhibition Center on the Iowa State Fairgrounds. The team will be judged on difficulty, technique, skill with tosses, dance, and tumbling, and overall impression.
Cheerleaders competing for the Bears include Emma Toole, Madeline Sink, Laurel Deegan, and Leia Delane, as well as Bailey Kolash, Jordan Hansen, Carolyn Huff, and Hallie Menke. Also on the squad are Julia Birdie, Grace DeLang, Cora Rickey, Lily Dykey, Abby Hine, and Meredith Illig. Good luck at state to coaches Aaron Miller and Jake Rosemeyer and all of the cheerleaders.
Also today is the State Solo Dance Championship. Laurel Deegan, Cora Rickey, and Lily Dykey will have a very busy day as they will be shuttling between state cheer in Des Moines and state solo dance in Newton. These girls are also competing in solos, as is Ella Nelson. Good luck at state to Laurel, Cora, Lily, and Ella, and also to the coaches Katie Miller and Ashley Meyer.
There's more Quiz Bowl this weekend. Bishop Garrigan is one of 12 schools competing in the Algona Invitational Tournament. The Bears have a long tradition of success at the Algona Tournament, and after winning their own tournament and finishing fourth in Ankeny, they're hoping for some success across town.
Garrigan has three teams entered in the tournament today. Logan Hine, Gabe Trainer, and Bryce Capacious will be on the main varsity team with Alex Mammon joining them after a medical appointment. Garrigan's other varsity team features Grant Borman, Jenna Heinen, Eric Lubenthal, and Noah Bronk, while the JV team includes Meredith Tigges, Marguerite Fockler. Good luck, Quiz Bowl.
Last week was Halloween, and we definitely got into the spirit at Garrigan. In addition to teaching science, Beanie Bodie distributes pumpkins throughout central Iowa, and this year, he used some of his leftovers by having his biology and anatomy students carve jack-o'-lanterns. The results were displayed in the hallways at Garrigan to get us into the Halloween spirit.
This past week, senior John Mice received some good news. John learned that he had been selected to be a page in the Iowa Senate for the coming term. John will be heading down to Des Moines in January, and he'll be working for state senators in the Capitol building. There is a long application process to be a page, including interviews and recommendations, and being selected really is an honor. Congratulations, John.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Laurel Deegan. Here to tell you about her is Emma Fogarty.
Laurel Deegan comes to Garrigan from the St. Benedict area. Today she'll be competing at the State Cheerleading Championships and also at State Solo Dance. She's been in dance and cheerleading all through high school. Laurel has also run at state and track, and she's active in speech and drama. She's an Honor Society member, and she was recently installed as a Eucharistic minister. Laurel will be off to college next year, and we wish her all the best in the future.
Thanks, Emma. On this week's Golden Bear calendar, there's state cheerleading today in Des Moines and state solo dance in Newton. Also this morning, the Quiz Bowl team is competing at Algona High.
Girls basketball practice starts on Monday. We'll have mass on Wednesday, and that afternoon there is an early dismissal for teacher in-service.
Next Friday is the state football semifinals in Cedar Falls. We had to record this before last night's big game, but we're crossing our fingers that Bears will be playing in the Dome.
There's more Quiz Bowl next Saturday, with the Bears hosting the Top of Iowa Conference tournament. That night, the curtain goes up on the fall musical, All Shook Up.
That's the Bear Facts for another week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to catch the show next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.